From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Post-traumatic stress disorder would be covered under workers' compensation for first responders, under a new bill discussed by a Missouri Senate committee. Cassidy Arena reports from Jefferson City.
Jeff Sadler is the fire chief of West County EMS and Fire. He says first responders are especially in need of resources for PTSD due to their working conditions. According to the Journal of Emergency Medical Services, the rate of suicide among first responders has steadily increased every year. I'm Cassidy Arena.
Hundreds of thousands of Kansas City Chiefs fans braved sub-freezing wind chills to celebrate the team's first Super Bowl victory in 50 years. If head coach Andy Reid is to be believed, they'll be back for an encore next year. Fans lined the 2-mile parade route yesterday to thank their football heroes for bringing the Lombardi Trophy back to Kansas City and ending a Super Bowl drought that began after the Chiefs won Super Bowl IV in 1970. Hours before the parade, police stopped a car driven by an apparently impaired driver who drove through a barricade and along the parade route. The driver and another person were arrested. Missouri senators gave initial approval on Tuesday evening to a plan to revise the redistricting process established by Clean Missouri and send it back to voters. The original Clean Missouri was put on the ballot in 2018 and provided the state with reform for lobbyist contributions, campaign contribution limits, and changing the way legislative districts are drawn. During the floor debate, senators argued about the redistricting process detailed in the bill. The constitutional amendment proposed by the Republican majority would repeal the requirements for a state demographer to draw the districts. Instead, bipartisan commissions would redraw the boundary lines. Democrat Lauren Arthur says Democrats oppose the bill in support of the more than 60% of Missourians that approved the initial Clean Missouri passed in the 2018 election.
We still oppose this legislation. We will continue to oppose it throughout the entire process. I think we've pointed out some of the major issues with the legislation, and we know that it was just totally wrongheaded for the majority party to put this forward as a top priority.
Republican Senator Dan Hegeman says the desire to keep cities and counties together during the redistricting process was most important to him when presenting the bill. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.